Brandon, you talked about the first half, you guys were hitting your shots, putting three pointers.
Well, but I was looking at three.
You talked about the first half and how you guys were hitting your shot 70%, and I think you're 6 for 10 from 3-point land. You just talked about how you guys came out hot.
We came out hot because this is our home gym, this is our floor. So we've been practicing, we've been shooting a lot, we've been putting up a lot of shots in practice, and it felt good to see some shots going in the first half, even in the second half. It feels good to see some shots going at home.
Larry was saying they did a pretty good job defending Jakob in that first half. Did you kind of sense that team needed a spark and we're trying to make some things happen offensively?
Yeah, I mean, I just took what they gave to me. You know, I wasn't really focused on trying to force anything. It was really just taking what they gave to me and going out there and make plays as much as I could. And I thought when the ball was going inside, it was to a point where three guys were on Jakob when I told him that. You know, but I think he was really composed and he really held himself together, and we end up knocking some shots down.
You guys have now won 5 straight games, which matches last year's 5 straight wins. But do you guys feel like you're peaking at the right time?
Yes, I do, but we still got a long way to go. We still have a long way to go. We won 5 games in a row. It's a good feeling, but we know that we still have a lot to prove, and we don't want to get settled. We don't want to settle on this little 5-game streak that we have. We want to continue it into postseason play and so on.
Kyle, how is the dynamic with you and Jakob, kind of both the scoring threats in the post, kind of evolved there? Are you guys getting a better sense of where each other's going to be and things like that?
Yeah, I think we have good chemistry. We always, look at each other, a lot throughout the game. And today, kind of put on a clinic with that, I feel like. He had a nice little lob pass to me up top, and we just have good chemistry, I feel like.
Is this a game where you kind of sensed even before the game got off that you would have a chance to maybe kind of put some things away, clean some shots up, and get things off rebounds?
Yeah, I just try to crash the boards every time, and it helped today. I got a couple tip backs and offensive rebounds for second shots on tip backs and stuff. So,
how's your leg feeling after going down with a little bit of an injury in the game?
That's so good. It was just sore, but I got ice on it now, and it'll be all right.
Sorry. Kyle, I just wondered, when you talk about chemistry, where does your chemistry with Jakob come from? Is it just built up over time playing together, or do you guys have some awkward?
Yeah, just from the summertime on, I feel like. We practice every day and always on the same team to practice. So, we get a lot of reps together, and as you guys can see it.
Anything you guys have in common off the court or?
Off the court?
Yeah, friendship wise or like the same movies, nothing like that.
Music. Nah, he got all the groupies. That's not me.
He's got all the groupies.
Yeah, that's not me. But I don't know really. That's a hard question. I never thought about it. But we're all cool teammates. We all hang out together on the weekends, and we're a real tight knit group, so.
He just kind of talked about how this game was kind of did well from the outside in the first half, and then the second half, obviously, you and Jakob, you got a lot of inside stuff. Can you just talk about, was it kind of a tale of two halves in a way that?
I feel like it was a tale of two halves defensively. I wouldn't say it's inside-outside threat, because we hit a couple threes in the second half. We really buckled down defensively, got some stops, and opened the game up. We won by 20. Something like that.
Coach says if you play good defense, good things will happen. I guess you guys subscribe to that right now.
Yeah, just respect the game, and good things come to you. So,
how was it to see Kari? I know he's maybe not always kind of had some of those shots go in this season. How was it to see him and kind of him show what he can do offensively?
It was good because Kari is one of those guys that works so hard. He works so hard in the gym. He's always putting up shots. He's always watching film. So it's good to see him, it come together. It's good to see it come together. And for this, it's going to be continual for Kari and the rest of us. It's going to be a continual process for us, I believe.
Anything kind of maybe a little bit special for this game that comes out of winning this game? I mean, I know I guess you guys felt maybe like Stanford kind of maybe set a bad tone for the beginning of Pac-12 play?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I just got a little revenge on them. We kind of gave them the game, I feel like. First time we played them with free throws and 19 turnovers. And, you know, today you know, we buckled down. We still had 15 turnovers, but it was a little revenge. It was sweet revenge getting after them. So,
Brandon, what about the free throw line? You guys hit 32 free throws. That's a season high, I think. What do you mean to have some success there, shoot over 75%?
Well, we shoot enough of them in practice, so it's kind of, it should roll over into the game, but like I said, I think everyone's dialed in on the offensive end and defensive end. I think everyone's dialed in, and we're just focusing on making shots and focusing on shooting great shots. So it's a good feeling to see the ball going in net.
Were you a little surprised that they started fouling with the 2:30 left, down double digits?
Surprised? I mean, it is what it is.
Any more questions? Playing the Clippers or something.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, guys.